It's early morning, immediately after the close of our last episode. As in the town of Smithville, Perry Mason waits outside the bus terminal restaurant, watches a pretty girl leave the employee's exit. Now, as she hurries away... Quickly, Della.
She is in a hurry.
Yes, well, she is frightened.
Oh, miss. Miss!
What do you mean, following me? Let me alone.
Wait.
I'm going to yell for a policeman. I'm going to yell this minute.
Don't be afraid, Mona.
You go away and leave me alone. I haven't done anything to you.
We only want to ask you a few questions.
You want to hurt me. You want to take my money. I'm going to call a policeman.
All right. Go ahead.
What?
There's an officer right there on the corner. Go ahead. Yell.
You want me to call him?
Look, Mona, I don't want to hurt you. And I don't want your money. I do want to know why you ran away when I asked you about the girl who came in on the city bus.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The girl whose hand was bandaged.
You don't have any right to ask me questions.
Well, you will learn differently if we speak to the policeman. And Mona, either you start talking or I'll call him. If I have to go to the police to make you talk, then you may lose your money.
What money?
The money you got recently. Very recently. The money which makes you feel so independent you almost quit your job a moment ago. The money you were paid not to answer questions about that girl. You were paid to keep silent.
I knew it. I knew you wanted my money.
For the last time, you can keep it. If you talk. But get busy, or we will call the police.
It was her brother. Her brother spoke to me last night, and he said a man was after her. He gave me $200 not to tell.
Not to tell what?
I don't know if I ought to tell you. Maybe you're the man he was talking about.
Mona, you spoke to the man who was after her.
No, I talked to her brother.
She doesn't have a brother.
What?
She doesn't have a brother. The man lied to you. He's the man she's running from.
But he said... How do I know you're telling me the truth?
Well, you don't. But the police will convince you. All right, Della, we've wasted enough time.
What are you going to do?
Call the police. I'll keep Mona with me, Della, while you get the police officer.
Wait a minute. Can't you give a girl time to make up her mind?
No, we have no time to waste. Go ahead, Della.
Wait. All right. I'll tell you. It really isn't much to tell.
Let's have it.
Well, the girl's hand was hurt. She had a bandage on it. She got off the city bus, you see, and came in the restaurant and got a cup of tea. It was after midnight. Well, she wanted the name of a good doctor.
Did she call him that night?
No. Old Dr. Rowe doesn't take night calls anymore.
Who?
Dr. Rowe. Is he on our list?
Yes. And he's one of the doctors we didn't talk to, Chief.
Where are you taking me?
Into the drugstore. Now, Mona, what about this man who claims to be her brother? What does he look like? Is he tall, short, young, old?
Gee, I don't know. He spoke to me on the street, seeing his hat was pulled down. He's young, I guess. I remember he's tall. And he talks nice, you know, polite.
Stop here by the phone booth. Now, that's all you told him, what you told us?
That's all I know. She asked for a doctor, and I told her.
All right, all right. Give me Dr. Rowe's number. Bella?
See you, Archie.
All right, Mona, you can go home.
Yeah? Goodbye, mister.
You're just going to let her go?
We can find her when we want her. Right now, I have... nurse, may I speak to Dr. Rowe, please? I see. Well, where can I reach him? I see. Well, when do you expect him at his office? I see. All right, thank you. Yes, I'll be there. His nurse says he won't be in for an hour, so we have time. Now, look, Della. Go on the other phone booth. Phone Paul Drake at Ellington Hospital. Tell him where to meet us. And meanwhile, I'll phone Halverson, and then we'll wait for Dr. Rowe in his office.
Well, as you know, it was August Jansen who posed as Suzanne Barclay's brother. And at this very moment, Gus Jansen is continuing his masquerade. For now, Gus approaches the door to Dr. Rowe's office.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, nurse. I'd like to see Dr. Rowe, if you please.
Yes, sir. Have you spoken with Doctor?
Well, I tried to phone him last night. It was late, however.
Oh, Doctor doesn't take night calls anymore.
I see. Well, I must see him. When will he be in?
Oh, not for an hour.
It's a long time. I want to talk to him, miss. It's very important.
I'm sorry, but he's making house calls.
Well, can you reach him?
In a medical emergency, but I wouldn't think of disturbing him for anything else. You're from the city, aren't you?
You say that because I'm impatient?
Well, city people are usually in a hurry.
Don't you think emergencies and young women in danger, that can occur anywhere?
Well, yes, sir. Danger, you say?
Yes. There isn't a moment to lose. Does he keep up-to-date records of patients who call at his office?
Certainly he does.
Then perhaps you can help me save time. Miss, a young woman came in to see Dr. Rowe for medical treatment on the morning of October 29th. I must find that girl. I've been searching for months. She's in hiding, using an assumed name. I've traced her to this office. Now, you say Dr. Rowe has a record of her visit.
Oh, yes.
Well, something on that record might give me a clue to her whereabouts. I must see it. Wait, she wasn't using her real name. Will you have to search the files to find it?
Oh, no. The files are cross-indexed according to date and name.
So all we have to check are the records for October 29th.
Yes, but...
Well, there shouldn't be many. I'll be able to tell hers by her physical description.
But, Mr... What's your name?
Oh, Barclay.
I couldn't possibly show you the records, Mr. Barclay. Not until I got doctor's permission.
This is important.
But I just couldn't do it. Why?
Miss, if I remove these dark glasses, you see my eyes are red and swollen.
Oh?
I've been trying to find this girl for months. I'd fall asleep exhausted, only to start to awaken, driven by the need to find her. I'm sorry.
She must mean a lot to you.
My sister does mean a great deal to me.
Oh, your sister.
Remember I spoke of danger?
Yes, sir.
I referred to a man who made my sister run away.
Oh.
That man is pursuing her. If he finds her before I do, can't you help me help my sister? At least do this.
Yes, sir.
At least get the records from the files and have them ready for Dr. Rowe when he arrives.
Well, I can do that.
I don't ask to see them. Just get them from the files. It will save a little time.
All right, Mr. Barclay, but you understand I can't let you see them.
I understand. Will you get them now, please, in case Dr. Rowe returns earlier than you think?
All right. The files are in Doctor's private office. I'll have to ask you to wait in here.
Yes, of course. I deeply appreciate your helping me, as I know my sister would appreciate it. I'll just wait in here while you get the record.
It won't take long.
Good. Oh, nurse, as soon as you find them, you will come back. I don't like to be alone. Talking helps to pass the time. You will come back.
As soon as I put the records on Doctor's desk.
Thank you. Put the records on his desk and then we'll talk.
Well, as you know, the name August Jansen gave to the nurse is just as false as the mustache disguising his face. As false as his claim that he wants to help Suzanne Barclay. Be sure to hear tomorrow's important and dramatic development, won't you?